Doc, this is dictating on Russell Allen, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Russell Allen, date of birth is 8/24/47, date of visit is 7/30/25. So date of birth is 8/24/47. Next paragraph. Dear Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. This is a consult from Dr. Patricia Fredette, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E, M-D. Patricia Fredette, M-D. Next. Dear Patricia, thank you for sending Russell Allen for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. This is President Ellis. This is a 77-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking a pack per day, has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, as well as cough and episodes of wheezing. The patient is not able to do much around the house, and he denies any chest pains, night sweats, fevers, or chills. He has been smoking a pack per day for 60 years and trying to cut back. Presently he's coughing up a little clear mucus. And has had no significant weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes the history of lumbar disc disease and lumbar disc surgery in 1984. Lumbar laminectomy. Lumbar laminectomy in May of 25. He also had a T11 and 12 laminectomy infusion in 1986. He has had arm surgery and repair of biceps tendon in 99 and right knee arthroscopy. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, glaucoma and COPD, as well as hyperlipidemia and peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of colon cancer, father died of heart disease, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 60 years, presently 7 to 8 cigarettes per day, no alcohol use, period. Next paragraph, allergies to Topamax, tetanus, toxoide, and Advair. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue but no weight loss, no. He has glaucoma and cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, denied urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has no hay fever, but has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, throat like swelling, no depression, no anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle aches and back pain. No seizures, headaches, memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, med list, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and atenolol 50 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, breast tree inhaler 2 puffs BID, lorazepam 2 milligrams at HS. Eye drops. Next, physical exam. This is for averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 97.5. Weight is 161, saturation 97 on room air. HEND are non-phthalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears non-inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Next, supplement, bruise, and thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Breath sounds generally distant, heart the absence of regular sonar S2. No murmur or S3 gallop. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+. No gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis with emphysema. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. And number 4 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. You will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and a CT chest with contrast. He was advised to get an alpha-1 antitrypsin level and phenotype and a IgE level and he will continue using the Breztri inhaler 2 puffs BID. And albuterol inhaler 2 plus TIDPRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Fredette, Patricia Fredette, FREDETT.